This is ENT, the at news ticker for the week of July 16th to 22nd. I'm Kirsten Winkler.
And I'm Christopher Dawson. In our headlines this week, Course Hero acquires Cardinal Scholars from InstaEDU. After pivoting into an online tutoring service, InstaEDU sold its offline branch, Cardinal Scholars, to another startup in the education space, Course Hero. This way, InstaEDU will be able to entirely focus on the growth of its online services, whereas Course Hero can integrate a trusted and apparently working business into its offerings. That's courtesy of TechCrunch.
The Wall Street Institute launches Facebook Game. Pearson-owned Wall Street Institute launched AppGrade, a Facebook game that aims to teach English through adapted articles of the Financial Times. The game is part of the Wall Street Institute's product suite for today, which includes learning material based on Financial Times articles, classes that are based on these articles, and free access to FT.com. And that comes from PR Newswire.
The UK plans free access to scientific research by 2014. The government plans to give free access to publicly funded research via the internet. This access will be granted to universities, companies, and individuals, no matter where they are located. Though academics are open to this new model, they are concerned that no money will be given to finance the transition. The cost is estimated at £50 million per year, which needs to come out of the existing science budget, eventually leading to less research and hence less valuable papers. That's a story in The Guardian.
Coursera raises another $6 million and adds new universities. The new funding round brings the total to $22 million. Among the new universities is the first non-US partner with the University of Edinburgh, University of Toronto, and École Polytechnique Fédérale de Lausanne. In an interview with GigaOM, Andrew Ng gave some hints on how the startup is planning to monetize its platform, and according to the article, possible revenue models could be earned by matching students with potential employers or charging students for certificates from partner universities. And as I said, that was on GigaOM.
So German Papagei TV enters the language learning space. A new startup in the edutainment sector enters the market with an undisclosed two-digit million funding from Carsten Maschmeyer, one of Germany's richest people. From the start, Papagei TV is offering desktop, tablet, and mobile learning solutions based on movie and entertainment clips from Warner Brothers, Reuters, and the BBC. This platform is also the official language learning tool of Germany's Olympic team. Similar to startups like English Attack or English Central, learners watch movie clips or other videos and then interact with the content by taking quizzes, checking pronunciation, and so on. That's also via GigaOM.
President Obama proposes a $1 billion initiative for elite STEM teacher course. The program plans to reward high-performing teachers in math and science with salary stipends and is part of a long-term plan to encourage education in high-demand areas. Teachers who take part in the Master Teacher Corps will earn an extra $20,000 per year, but must also agree to participate for multiple years. The hope is that those master teachers will eventually share their skills with other teachers around them, raising the overall quality of education in the schools. And that comes from the Associated Press.
So Edmodo raised another $25 million. The new round brings the total funding to $47.5 million, and the funding will be used to enhance Edmodo's products and to support its users. In the past year, Edmodo's user base more than doubled from 3 to 8 million users, and the platform is now being used in 85 of the top 100 U.S. school districts. Also courtesy of GigaOM.
And news from WizIQ launches their iPad app. WizIQ announced last week the launch of its iPad app for its virtual classroom. And I'm sure that you can tell us a little bit more in our discussion part about that, Chris.
Absolutely. Yeah, but, you know, I've got to say, first we've got to hit this Master Teacher Corps story. You know, what a great idea, but I see this as being an election year proposal that is absolutely doomed to failure. This is the sort of thing that just gets teachers' unions out of control and really gets seen as this lack of equity, especially, you know, for, you know, how does this relate to teachers in other areas who aren't STEM teachers, who are now not eligible to participate or have a piece of this pie. So there's some election year posturing for you from President Obama.
And on the other hand, of course, what is the criteria, how to qualify for a master teacher position? How do these people have to prove themselves? Who decides about it, I suppose? And so, yeah, a lot of questions and I think possible issues involved here. And as you said, making this STEM is the most precious field in education, and when you are a liberal arts teacher, that's nothing. So I don't know, you have to see how to get or how to carry on with your normal salary, and don't expect any bonuses.
yeah absolutely. So I always say that you have to be a teacher because you love to teach, and not for the money, even if President Obama says you can have some more. So
speaking about money, two stories at Modo, another $25 million. That's pretty wow. And I mean, they are pretty much in the, or aiming at the same. Like Chalkable, you are going to have an interview with soon, I think. So that will be.
Yeah, we did the interview this week, and I'm still gonna finish mastering it. But yeah, it's actually a very cool platform. I can't wait to get that interview posted. But you know, same thing for Edmodo. I mean, they've taken a really innovative approach, just like Chocobolt did, and they're doing something different. They bring something very different to the space that other folks aren't doing. And you know, well, they're being rewarded handsomely in terms of funding. So I certainly think it bodes well for their free forever mantra. So that's good.
Yeah, just like rewarded, just like Coursera, $20 million for a small team of 20 people, that gives them a pretty big runway, I would say.
I would say so, too. And you know, I think it's great that they're bringing on universities, you know, outside of the sort of core from the United States. You know, here in the U.S., we only think about United States universities, but there are other schools out there who are doing wonderful things. A friend of ours actually just went to University of Edinburgh, and of course we were like, why are you going there? It's in Scotland. Why wouldn't I go there? It's awesome. But he's
oh, and they have a very good reputation, actually, as a university. So it's not like just some university.
Exactly, and not only has he had a great experience there, but he's had you know, some really outstanding academic experiences. I mean, he's having a great time because he's, you know, a 19-year-old kid in Edinburgh. But it's you know, really, it's been an outstanding experience. And I think the friends of ours also went to the University of Toronto, and again, great experiences. And I think it's important for folks outside the United States to see that, hey, Coursera is an international effort. And it's more than just some elite schools here in the U.S., but it's also important for students who are taking courses in the United States to broaden their horizons a little bit, because it's all too easy to get focused you know, on the elite several here. So that's excellent. So about that iPad app, it's actually incredibly cool. I have to say, and you know, saying this not as a consultant to WizIQ, but as a frequent user of WizIQ, they finally got it out of beta, got it in the Apple App Store, and it's available now for download. Just search for WizIQ on the App Store, and it offers a pretty healthy subset of features. It's really directed at students at this point in time. Future versions are going to be directed at teachers who want to be able to teach from. I mean, you can teach from it, but it's much more for consumption of the content in a mobile way rather than completely meeting.
Then at the moment, teaching your classes via the iPad, but consuming classes or lectures, I can imagine, is sort of the first, maybe a little easier step. And if that works well, then the next step is, of course, or I imagine, of course, then also having the teaching experience via mobile devices.
Exactly. And I just I just got my Nexus 7 yesterday, and just installed the beta version of the Android app for the for WizIQ yesterday as well. And that also seems to be working pretty well on the new Nexus 7, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and well, some people might have heard that EduQuest partnered with crowdfunding platform Indiegogo. So we are actively looking for cool fundraisers in education. So, of course, your project or fundraiser needs to have a clear educational focus. But then we would like to interview you, showcase you, help you promote your project. And, well, if you are not somebody who is thinking about crowdfunding for yourself or for your own project, but if you hear about another project from a fellow teacher, for example, just let us know. And Chris, tell me a little bit about your project, techedu.net.
So my crowdfunding piece has been a little slow to get started because, well, you actually have to be really ready to do a lot of promo around this. So, but that's actually kicking off well. I got my very first funder last week. $50. It's a start.
But you have another month to go. So I mean.
Exactly. No, I'm confident we'll pull something together. So essentially, this is a chance to take everything we're doing here on EduQuest and the things I do for WizIQ and for ZDNet and take that all to the next level. I'm calling this kind of a redux of the. One-room classroom, one-room schoolhouse for the 21st century. Because if we think about it now, it's far easier for us to learn in that sort of one-room schoolhouse environment, only we do it in a very sort of modern and virtual kind of way. We can learn from people who are older than us or younger than us. We can help the people around us in really new and cool ways because we have technology that enables it. And so my goal is to build out a studio, and that studio is going to have space for both physical and virtual meetings, would like to be able to really kind of take all of this broadcasting and learning and teaching and take it to the next level. This also has the added bonus of, in this miserable economy in which we sit, of giving a little extra space for my growing family who couldn't sell our tiny house and buy a new one. So it has a little personal bonus for me, but the real goal is to actually get a much more usable studio than the closet I'm currently sitting in, and do something that, you know, hopefully can connect even more people and have more people understand what education can and should look like. There's a post by Carl Fish in Fishbowl last night, and he talked about exactly very much the same thing. It really resonated with my project. This idea of what should, you know, if the system of education as we know it isn't actually working, well, what should that look like? And if we want to abandon this broken system, then how can we systematically educate people well? And I'd love for TechEDU, to be an example of that. So that's my project.
And as Chris said, the first dollars just came in, but of course more are very welcome or needed, if you will. So if you go on either Indiegogo.com and search for TechEDU, you will find the project. And of course, the second option, as EduQuest now is a partner of Indiegogo, you can also go and find the campaigns we put together on EduQuest.com itself, and there is a big banner for the partnership, and all the projects are featured then on an extra page.
And then there'll be some new videos coming up, and you'll get to meet my TechEdu's very first employee, my son. So you'll get a chance.
Oh, I like it. It's a family business, and we are definitely following up and feature you some more. Cool. And wanna, of course, hear about experiences. How does it work with crowdfunding? What can you share with fellow educators? What are maybe the traps, or how does it work? Because I think it's generally something pretty new for us folks in the education space. So sharing knowledge is always appreciated.
Absolutely. No, we'll be talking about that a lot. So very cool.
Yeah, let's wrap this up for this week. hope everybody has a great week, and we'll see you next Sunday with the next episode of EMT.
Sounds good. Thanks a lot. Have a good week. Thank you.